I have no earthly idea if this is going to be incredibly scuffed or not. This is an experiment. I will be completely and totally honest with you. So it might be so bad that nobody will ever even hear end up hearing this. Like, I mean audio quality-wise, because I'm not in a normal room. I'm in the bathroom. Just by, like, chance today. Why not? Variety is the spice of life, you know? But I was thinking to myself, I always sort of get into these peaks and troughs with ramp flaps where I think, oh, this week I'm going to try and get off to something unique. This week I'm going to try and get off to something that's like I enjoy or that I would normally get off to. And I sort of rolled that around in my head until I realized, if we're going trying to go for like authentic, it's very rare that I will just like, actually watch something. Like, I'll watch porn, don't get me wrong. Like, I will like go out of my way to find stuff that I enjoy. It's like, recently I've been like trying to purge my Twitter timeline a bit of just stuff that I've ambiently followed because like I found the creator's work hot. And I just decided, fuck it, like, I'm gonna be true to what I normally do, which is just imagining shit and just go for it. So this is about as authentic as it gets, I think. Minus the locale, which is just because my computer's on and it's, like, rendering something, so... Yeah. Not rendering, installing something, so I prefer not to pause it. And I try and make the best of my time. Mm. So, different location. I am propped up, and I'm going. Now, for what I'll be imagining, I'll actually leave that up to your imagination. So if I just tend to jump from one scenario or set of imagery in my head to another. Mm. But I'm very sensitive today, which does happen from time to time, as we've talked about. This is going to be one where I'm going to be watching the timer on the recording, thinking to myself, am I going to be going for long enough to make like a good piece of content here? Or is it going to be more about the noises on towards the end, which is what a lot of people tend to be here for, I guess. But I've had a very busy couple of days in terms of recording, because I've been working on other stuff. There was a live event over in Cults. There was... I've actually been writing a lot lately. Like, I finished editing one collab that sort of went quite late into the evening, and I've been writing another one. It's funny, because, like, I had a couple of collabs set up with people that I was holding on to. It's odd that they sort of all come to fruition, they've all come to a head at the same time. I've even got, like, one of the big FRM writing things that was a big collab amongst a bunch of VAs I know that was nearly finished. So, yeah, it's been a busy time for me. And I think this isn't going to be a super long one, because I'm feeling good. I think it could be fun if you'll try and imagine what I was getting off to in my head. See how many of you, how old you know me at this point. I'm gonna have to slow down a bit because I am very hard and I am very close already. It's a funny thing when I'm standing. I'm getting off, if I'm trying to sort of edge myself a bit. Because it's like, if I'm lying down, or even if I'm just sitting up, I'll vary how quickly I'm moving, and I'll vary how I'm moving my hand. When I'm standing, I'll like vary how I stand, like I'll lean a bit, I might crouch a bit. It's odd, and it sort of probably looks kind of embarrassing from the exterior, but up close, it's, or rather in my shoes, it's sort of just necessity with how this needs to feel. I don't know. Maybe the more echoey surroundings will be nice in a certain way. It might sound a bit tinny, but... I think with the right amount of gasps and moments, maybe that won't matter to you all. I don't know. I don't really listen to Rumble Faps that much. I think I've said to a few people. There's something that you notice. Sometimes if you do this for long enough, you'll notice that you're not particularly hard, but you're still very like sensitive. And then if you go for a while longer, then you get properly hard. And that's where I'm at the moment. Okay. I don't know, some of you might not do edging. You might not sort of see the fun behind it, but it is weird because like the more times you do it in a row, the closer you get every time. And sometimes it's easy to sort of ruin it and make it feel less good if you accidentally finish without meaning to, without putting the pressure in. Okay, stop. I think that's number 4 or 3. I lost count, not because I'm not getting delirious, but just because I wasn't paying attention. I guess I'm nice and casual. I think I'll make this the last one, and then I'll do it. Fuck. Now I can put another one in. Less time every time, and it gets closer every time. I just felt my balls tense up on that one. I think I've said on a couple of occasions, you can tell when a woman's riding a man close to orgasm, because she'll describe a lot of things that don't happen, like sort of sensations in places there aren't. I think when you're very close and you've been testing yourself quite a few times, fuck. You can get some rare stuff. Tingles in places you normally wouldn't. Push your pelvis in your crotch. Asshole does tighten up. The winking is real. What a horrible way to put it. Okay, here we go. Find a stretch. Fuck. Big one. Big overdramatic sigh at the end there. I don't act up most of these, but when I do, I do. I get overdramatic as fuck, but no. That was a nice one. You know the ones where it's like, you feel like your face, like, noticeably get tighter and the muscles in your, like, neck relax? One of those. Anyway, yeah. Less experimental, more just maybe sort of being weird and wanting to take it to another room because it was comfier. Anyway, thank you all for listening, as per usual. Monthly ramble soon. I will try and do that just when I have a bit of free time one night. And other than that, I will see you all for the next thing, whatever it ends up being. So, bye-bye.